Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Freedom comes when we let go of trying to control the uncontrollable. There are many things in our lives for which we have full control over: what we eat, how we dress, what we watch, who we let into our lives, what we focus on, what we give importance to, our thought process, and of course, there are many other things. My point is that we have much control over many things, and for me, the number one thing that we have control over is our thought process and what we give significance to. Now, there are plenty of things that we have little to no control over: the weather, the stock market, how the economy does, our neighbors, our family members' way of thinking, how people react to who we are as people. This last one is perhaps one that we have to take notice of. As humans, we are a very weird species type because the one thing that makes us unique and superior in the animal kingdom also complicates our existence: our brain and willpower. We all have different brains and thoughts, and because of that, we all perceive information and experiences differently. We do so with our own life filters: how we grew up, what we were exposed to, how we were treated growing up, amongst many other variables unique to each individual person. There are so many different things that shape who we are and how we see and react to the world. Uniqueness is our power, but it is also our kryptonite. I am focusing on uniqueness because this is one that I believe many of us focus an abundant amount of time and energy trying to impact this one area alone. Yet, as much as many want to be unique, they also want to fit in by being the same because of how people react to how we are as individuals. We try so hard to be liked by all. We try to control something that is simply not controllable. It really is an uncontrollable matter. Just think of how many people have so many different filters on what happens around them. And those filters are used to process their very minute experiences, and they constantly change. So trying to be liked by all is insanity. We will never be liked by all, like never. Some will, some won't, and that's okay. Trying to be liked by all is not living. It is not freedom, as we are trapped in this notion of trying to satisfy all while forgetting to satisfy the most important one, ourselves. This is why so many people today are simply not happy, and they never will be unless they let go of this want or need of having to be liked by all. For me, I say, be you and do you always. The right people will always show up. The right people will always stay in your life. The rest simply don't matter. Another area that we truly don't have control over fully is that what will actually happen in the future. We make plans and we can have a clear picture of what is that we want and how we are going to get it even. But life is life, and it will throw curveballs to us along the way, a lot of them. It does not mean don't have dreams or don't make plans. It simply means focus fully on today and know clearly what you want, but be prepared to remain flexible in how you get it and be willing to adapt to whatever life throws your way, as it will throw your way. And if you try to control every possible thing that happens in the journey of getting what you want, you will miss the most important part of getting what you want, which is the journey, the process, the growth. For me, I feel that as long as I have my it fully defined and a general sense of how I will get it, I do not need to know every detail of how everything will unfold. I just need to know clearly what it is that I want and fully commit to getting it. The rest will fall in its place when it has to. On this last part, I don't want to send the message to live life without plans or goals, or to live without thinking of the future, because I am one that truly believes that it is possible to fully live the present while always keeping the future in mind. We must really understand that the life we are living today is thanks to the decisions we made yesterday, and that the life we will be living tomorrow will be based on the decisions we make today. Focus on what you can control or impact today and tomorrow. The rest, let it go. It really is not worth spending a single minute thinking of things for which you have no control over. The time invested on this should be spent on the things that we want to impact or control. To do this, and life changes. It changes fast, and it changes drastically for the good. Life is truly a fine balance of doing what we must, doing what is the right thing to do, doing what we love, sacrificing a bit, and living a whole lot. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.